Good morning. My name is Angela. I'm the director of children's ministry at our church.
大家早安，我的名字是 Angela Wu， 我是我们儿童事工部的主任。
Thank you for inviting me for this opportunity to share the message with you.
谢谢你们邀请我有机会跟大家分享一些信息。
I see some familiar faces on parents.
看到一些父母亲，我认得你们的脸。
Very happy to see you.
高兴看到你们。
The passage that we read today, I'm pretty sure you're very familiar with it.
刚才我们念的这些经文，我想大家都很熟悉。
And we know, of course, we shouldn't judge other people.
我们说，当然了，我们不需要论断别人。
Of course, we have to love one another.
当然了，我们要彼此相爱。
Of course, no one's perfect.
当然，没有一个人是完全的。
And in fact, the passage is not really referring to simple judgment.
可是呢，这个经节并不是很指的一些很显而易见的一些论断人的事。
Because sometimes judgment is necessary.
因为有的时候我们必须做一些判断。
If we want to make any judgment about the people or situations, how would we make decisions?
如果我们没有办法分辨我们周围的一些人事物，我们如何能够做决定呢？
How would we choose leaders?
我们如何选我们当中的领导呢？
How would we evaluate ourselves?
我们如何能够评估自己呢？
And what if there is a sinful behavior in the church?
再者，如果教会当中有一些犯罪的罪行，
Do we not discern and make judgment in those situations?
难道我们不需要去明辨，然后去处理它吗？
So certainly, do not judge doesn't mean let it be.
所以当我们讲到不要论断的时候，并不等于我们就让它去，不管它。
In this passage, there is a more specific meaning.
在这一段经文当中，其实有更独特的个意义。
Today, my sermon title is A Path to Transformation, Vulnerability, and Self-Awareness.
今天我正道的题目是蜕变之途，敢于脆弱与自我察觉。
Peggy just told me those are the two words, vulnerability, self-awareness, that's very hard to translate.
Peggy 刚刚告诉我这两个字 vulnerability 还有 self-awareness 脆弱和自我察觉这是两个非常难翻译的词
Also in Korean, it's hard to find words that fit just that meaning
在韩文里头也是一样很难找到恰恰好的字或者词来形容这两来翻译这两个词
In Asian culture,
在我们
vulnerability
因为在我们的亚裔的文化当中要敢于脆弱
It's opposite of what we want to do
是我们很不想做的事情
We want to save our face
我们想要有给自己留面子
We don't want to reveal our secrets to others
我们不愿意人家看见我们的短处
Self-awareness is also another concept that we may not be familiar with
察觉自我也不是一个我们很熟悉的一个概念
So I understand it may be the concept that's not easy to translate.
我明白可能这个概念不是很好翻译出来。
Oh, I forgot the PowerPoint remote. Sorry. Thank you. Thank you so much. So if you would look at this passage, you'll see this yellow part.
你看到这一段经文我有给大家标出来用黄色的字标出来的地方
Speck
一个是刺
It's so tiny
小小的
But log
一个梁木
Coming out of your eye
从你的眼睛里头长出来
Is gigantic
是很庞大的
This passage is specifically talking about hypocritical judgment
这一段经文是特别指到一种假冒为善的论断别人
When there is a problem of sin in the church, we have to address it.
当教会当中有罪的现象发生的时候，我们必须要去处理它。
And the Bible tells us how to address it.
圣经明白地告诉我们如何去处理它。
But imagine there is someone sitting here pointing other people's sin all the time.
但是我们想想，我们坐在这里这群人，如果我们常常指着别人的罪
，when they're also committing the same sin.
当我们自己里头也有同样的罪的时候会怎么样
Jesus is emphasizing here that you have to deal with yourself first
耶稣在这里特别强调你要先对付你自己
First, take the log out of your eye.
先要把梁木从你自己的眼中除去。
Then you will see clearly.
然后你才能够清楚地看见。
And help your brother take the speck out of his eye.
帮助你弟兄姐妹把眼中的刺除去。
So look at this illustration.
看看这两个图。
The first one, you see this depiction of this passage. One guy has a small speck, other guy has a log coming out of his eye.
一个图，左边的这个图吧，是讲的，我们可以看到一个人的眼中有个刺，另外一个人的眼中有一个梁木。
Now look at the picture on the right.
另外这一幅图。
There's a speck, there's a log, and there's a tree.
有刺，有梁木，有树。
So even though we're like, oh, you shouldn't be like that, you can't judge, that person also may have another sin, another bigger sin that they need to deal with first.
所以当我们说，哦，某人啊，你不应该去论断别人的时候，我们也要想想，也许我们的脸上，我们的眼中有一个更大的东西。
Now the problem is, it's really easy to judge other people.But really hard to reflect on yourself.
问题是，要论断别人，非常的容易，但是要能够看到自己，反省自己，却不那么容易。
If I were to ask you today, and pick any person in the room, and ask you, what's that person like?
如果今天我请你想想这房间里头的某一个人，然后问你，这个人你觉得怎么样？
I'm sure you'll have a lot to say about everybody.
我想，我猜测你大概可以说很多有关这个人的事情。
What is this person's weakness?
他的短处在哪里？
What is this person's flaw?
他的缺点在哪里？
What's Pastor Cheng's problem?
郑牧师有什么毛病吗？
And you'll be like, oh, I can give you answer.
哦，我可以告诉你很多很多答案。第一怎么样？第二怎么样？
Same thing for me. I'm pretty sure if I were to ask you,When I'm not there, what is Angela like?
如果我问你，当然是我不在场的时候，问你说 Angela 这个人怎么样啊？
I'm sure there's a lot of answers you can give about other people.
我相信你总是有很多可以讲别人的事情。
And these are legitimate concerns.
我们指出别人的短处，其实都是蛮需要正视的一些问题。
But what we have to remember is just like how we see other people see us.
但是我们需要记得的，就像我们容易看出别人的短处，别人也会看到我们身上的一些不对劲的地方。
And that's how it is in the church.
在教会当中也是如此。
I remember when someone said, how come there are so many messed up people with problems in the church?
我记得有一个人曾经说，为什么在教会里头有这么多有问题的人啊？
And another person said, church is not supposed to be a perfect place.
另外一个人就回答说，教会本来就不是给完全人去的地方。
It's a hospital for sinners.
是给罪人去的医院。
We all have different illnesses and injuries.
我们都有某种程度的伤痛，或者是受伤，或者甚至是某种疾病。
We all come to be treated by Jesus.
我们都到这里来，希望耶稣能够医治我们。
So what we sometimes forget is that we're all sinners, and sin is a real problem everywhere.
我们忘记的是，我们每一个人都是罪人，罪这个问题到处都是。
Including in the church.
包括在教会里面。
Sometimes our kids will say, "You can't lie. We're in the church. Don't lie."
有的时候，我的孩子们会说，哦，我们不可以，你不可以说谎，我们在教会。
And I would ask.Is it okay to lie outside the church?
那我就会问他们，难道说在教会外面说谎就可以吗？
Just because we walk into the church building, it doesn't mean we leave our sin outside the building, right?
我们当我们走到教会来的时候，并不表示我们把我们的罪都留在教会的门外。
It's in my pocket, it's in my bag, I carry it with me to the church building, to the community.
我把我的罪带在我的口袋里，我的皮包里，带进这个教会的建筑物。
So right now, my sin followed me into the building, your sin followed you into the building, and we have this sin everywhere.
所以我们到处都看到罪，因为我把我的罪带来，你把你的罪带来。
And that's what the Bible says, there's no one righteous.
所以罗马书里头说，没有一个义人。
Not even one.
一个也没有。
So with our children, I make it a point to tell them, your parents are also sinners.
我常常要跟我的这些儿童们说，你们的父母亲也是罪人。
Because I want them to understand, we are all in need of a savior.
我希望他们能够明白，我们都需要一位救主。
And also when they see something disappointing in other grown-ups or parents,
如果他们在别人身上看到一些让他们觉得很失望的事情的时候，
I don't want them to think that's who Jesus is.
我不要他们觉得耶稣也是这样。
And I want them to understand this is a lifelong journey.
我要让他们明白这是我们一生所追求的。
Parents are also growing.
父母亲也在成长当中。
Adults and grown-ups are also growing day by day.
大人也是每一天都在改变成长。
Now, while it's easy to find flaws in others, it's not so easy to identify my own flaws or sin.
我们刚才说能够指出别人身上不对不好的地方是很容易的，但是很不容易我们看到自己身上的一些的短处。
Paul reminds us that it's not the act of following the laws that make us righteous.
使徒保罗提醒我们，人并不能靠着遵守律法称义。
What's important is that we become aware and conscious of our sin through the law.
更重要的是，透过律法可以让我们知罪。
When it comes to ourselves, we tend to be more gracious and generous.
我们对我们自己总是非常的慷慨，给自己留条后路。
So entire church may be talking about this one person who has a log or tree coming out of his face.
所以有的时候，即使整个教会都知道某人的眼中有一个梁木。
But that person may not know.
可是这个人他可能完全不知道。
What tree? What log?
你在讲什么？什么梁木啊？
Or he may be aware of it, but choose to ignore it.
也许他知道，但是他选择视而不见。
And give excuses. Of course I have a tree, you have a tree too, it's okay, everybody's a sinner, Angela said.
给自己找很多的借口，当然每个人都眼中有梁木，这不是很正常的事吗？连 Angela 眼中也有梁木。
We tend to make excuses for ourselves.
我们很容易给自己找借口。
Like when we're driving.
我们开车的时候。
I am impatient today because I had a rough day.
我今天很不顺，所以我已经没有耐心了。
I'm just stressed.
So stressed. 我有很多的压力。
It's not who I am. It's just today's a bad day.
我平常不是像这样的，只是今天不同。
And we know our backstories and our circumstances.
我们自己知道我们的来龙去脉，我们的境况。
So it's easy for us to make excuses for ourselves.
所以容易给自己找个借口下台。
But what if I said, how about we become brutally, really honest with ourselves?
那我想请问大家，如果我们能够很诚实地看自己，会怎么样？
What if we were to really look into our hearts honestly and examine ourselves?
如果我们真正的来检查我们的内心的状况，那是怎么样？
So here's a little summary of what we've talked about so far. It's easy to judge others. It's much harder to reflect on myself.
所以我们总结一下，论断别人容易，省察自己难得多。
And when we don't reflect on ourselves, we can easily become hypocrites.
除非我们有能力不断地察觉自己是怎么样，我们很容易成为伪善者，光是会指责别人。
Self-awareness is your ability to perceive and understand yourself.
所谓的察觉自己就是能够知道自己是怎么一回事。
And understand how you're affecting other people.
而且知道你会对旁边的人造成什么样的影响。
To help us understand that concept, I'd like to borrow a social science concept called Johari Window Model.
为了帮助大家能够更多的明白这个概念，我想借用一个，这是社会科学里头的一个概念，叫做 Johari 的一个窗形式的一个模式。
It was created in 1955, as a visual reference to understanding self-awareness.
这是在1955年的时候，两个心理学家建议用一个非常视觉上面的一个指南，帮助我们了解什么叫做察觉自我。
So there are four areas.
这里面我们看到四个区块。
Open area.
有一个是公开的。
Is what I know about myself that you also know about me.
这个地方是讲到一些我知道你也知道有关于我的事情。
We both know this about me.
我们都知道你知我也知有关我的事情。
Blind spot is what I don't know.But you know.
是我不知道，但是你知道的。
It could be, oh, Angela's not a very good listener.
可能是，哦，我看得出来 Angela 不是一个很好的聆听者。
Angela's not very warm.
她不是很热情。
So it's a blind spot that I don't know that other people know and they recognize.
这可能是我自己看不见的，但是别人，我周围的人可以看得见。
Hidden area is what I know, but I don't tell others.
隐藏的地方是我知道的这些事，但是你不知道，因为我没有告诉你。
Naturally, you keep information that's vulnerable, that you're kind of embarrassed about, that you don't feel comfortable sharing, and that's the hidden area.
当然了，我们都有一些事，我们不好意思告诉别人，那这个就是，我们就把它放在这个，就是隐藏区。
Unknown area is literally unknown by me and you.
所谓的未知区就是有些有关我的事情我自己也不知道，你也不知道。
Only God knows that part of me.
只有上帝看见。
So what does this model have to do with us believers?
这个概念对于我们信徒来讲有什么意义呢？
I have a question.
我有个问题。
On those four quadrants, four areas, where will you most likely to find the log in your eye?
我一个问题就是在这四个象限或者四个区块里头，你觉得在哪一块里头你最容易有良木？
Probably not open because you don't know that you have a log.
可能不会是在公开你知我知的地方。
Where do you think?
你觉得呢？
Probably blind,
可能是盲点
or maybe hidden,
或者是在隐藏的地方。
It could be a sin that you're not aware of,
可能一个你自己并不察觉的一个罪。
Or it could be a sin that you're hiding from others,
或者你知道但是你不让别人知道。
People use this model with an ultimate goal of expanding open area.
愿意使用这个概念来帮助自己成长的人是希望能够把这个公开的区块让它扩大。
Children have small open areas.
小朋友们他们的公开区是比较小的。
They have large blind spots.
他们有很大的盲点区。
Because they don't know yet.
他们还不知道。
So we don't want to be immature like children. We want to have more open area.
我们不想像孩子一样都不知道有关自己的事情，我们希望能够有更多的事情我们是知道自己的。
We want to have smaller blind spot as much as we can, right?
是不是我们都希望我们的盲点越来越少？
We also want to increase open area this way too.
我们也希望在这个方面能够更多的成长。
And less hidden area.
这就是隐藏区。
Especially in the family of God.
特别是在上帝的大家庭里面。
If we all gather and, hi, how are you doing? With so many hidden areas.
如果我们见面的时候都很热络的彼此恩安，可是我们就是躲在这个隐藏区里面。
How can we say we are a family?
我们怎么能称自己叫做在一个大家庭里面呢？
So the end goal for us is not just to increase open area.
所以我们的目的并不是只是想把这个公开区扩大。
But to increase open area so that we can be transformed into image of God.
我们的目的是能够洗面革新，越来越像上帝，像神的儿子一样，透过这个扩大这个区块。
We don't just want to know more about ourselves and share more about ourselves.
我们不仅仅是要更多的分享自己，更多的认识自己。
We want to do that so that all of us together can be transformed into God's family.
这只是一个方法，一个途径，借着这样做，我们才能够变成更像神的家里面的人。
Because ultimately the end goal for all of us is to be like Jesus, right?
对不对？我们其实最终结的目的都是让我们每一个人都有耶稣的样子。
Just because we spend a lot of time together as a church group, it doesn't mean we are growing in love for God and love for others automatically.
我们花很多时间来教会聚会，但是它并不会很自动的就让我们在爱神和爱人的事情上面有成长。
Because we want to practice Christ-like love, not human love.
因为我们需要练习的是像耶稣这样子的爱，而不是一般在人当中会产生的爱。
And to practice Christ-like love, we have to examine ourselves continuously.
如果要练习像耶稣那样子的爱，我们必须学习练习不断地检查自己。
We also need to open ourselves a little more and be vulnerable with our brothers and sisters.
我们也需要冒一点险，让自己更多的敞开，让弟兄姐妹更多的认识我们。
You know this story of Paul, right?
你们都知道使徒保罗的故事，对吗？
To go through a genuine transformation, we have to be vulnerable with God first.
要能够经历全人的改变，我们必须先到上帝的面前来坦诚自己。
When God called Saul,
当上帝呼召保扫罗的时候，
before Paul used to be Saul,
他以前的名字是叫扫罗。
He was blind for 3 days.
他三天看不见。
He didn't eat, he didn't drink, he was just helpless for 3 days.
不吃不喝三天，非常的无助。
Until Ananias came and pray for him.
直到亚拿尼亚来看他，然后为他祷告。
When we completely surrender ourselves to God, that's when we can be vulnerable with God, and He peels the scale off our eyes.
当我们到上帝的面前来，完全赤裸敞开我们自己，包括我们脆弱的部分的时候，神才有机会把我们眼中的鳞片揭开。
God is the only one who can really show us who we are.
上帝是唯一的一位可以让我们真实的面对自己的。
So here's my encouragement to you today.
我想对大家有一些鼓励。
Practice vulnerability with God.
要练习在神的面前赤裸敞开，包括自己的脆弱。
That means when you come to pray, you don't have to sound holy.
意思说，可能你来祷告的时候，你不需要听起来很像一个圣人一样。
Even if it's like a little small petty things, bring it up to God.
即使是一件微不足道的事情，你也可以告诉上帝。
Even if it's an ugly side of you that you want to keep it hidden, show it to God.
即使是有些事情连你自己都不想看，你也可以告诉上帝。
When you pray, just use honest language with God.
当你祷告的时候，用很诚恳的话语。
And that's what I train our kids to do too.
我训练孩子们也要这样子做。
Sometimes kids learn how to pray from adults.
有的时候孩子们从大人的身上学习怎么样祷告。
And they'll say the same thing that adults say.
他们会重复一些他们听见大人说的。
Dear Heavenly Father.
亲爱天父。
And then go on with really, really beautiful words.
然后说一些很漂亮的词藻。
And I encourage them, how do you really feel inside?
我鼓励他们看看你里面到底真正的感觉是什么。
Because they were just whining 5 minutes ago.
因为刚才你还在吵闹不休。
And they were, I'm tired.
我好累啊。
And pray that you're tired to God. Say that you're tired.
那你就告诉上帝在祷告中说我很累啊，上帝。
Same thing for you.
同样的，大人也可以这样。
Some of you look very tired this morning.
你们当中有些看起来蛮累的。
We don't have to look, act, sound holy in front of God.
我们在上帝的面前不需要假装我们很成圣了，我们很成熟了。
Who created you?
上帝是创造你的。
So when you come to God in your prayer, be vulnerable, be who you are, come as you are.
所以当我们来到这位创造我们的主的前面，我们应该要呈现自己 真实的样子，你是怎么样你就怎么样来。
Even if it means you're sharing something not so pleasant.
可能你所告诉上帝事情并不是那么好。
Imagine a baby saying, oh, don't change my diaper, I'll take care of it myself.
想想看，如果一个小婴孩说，哦，妈妈，你不需要给我换尿布，我自己换吧。
Oh, I just, it's a poopy diaper. God, don't, it's okay.
哦，这个尿布很臭臭的，不好意思。上帝说，没有关系。
God wants us to depend on him.
上帝要我们依赖他。
Instead of running away from him.
不要我们逃跑。
If we say, I'll take care of it, God, you just do your big things, we are undermining his love for us.
如果我们只让上帝去处理一些大的事情，小的事情我们自己处理的话，其实我们是不了解他对我们的爱。
So I want to encourage you, starting today, in your prayer, in your journal, in your reflection, be vulnerable and honest with God.
所以我鼓励大家从今天开始，在你祷告的时候，或者在你写一些东西的时候，你能够很诚实诚恳，按照你本来的面目来到上帝的面前。
Invite the Holy Spirit to show you your blind area.
请祈求圣灵来告诉你你有哪些盲点。
What am I not seeing about myself?
有哪些事情是有关我的，可是我自己不知道。
How am I affecting the people around me?
作为我，我如何影响到在我周围的人？
And you know what? When you have big blind area, do you know who suffers most?
你知道当你如果有个很大的盲点的时候，是谁最倒霉吗？
People closest to you.
靠近你的人。
Your spouses.
你的配偶。
Your family.
家庭家人。
Your children.
小孩。
They suffer because of your blind area.
他们会遭殃，因为你有盲点，你看不见。
So I hope you will take the courage, because it takes courage, to invite the Holy Spirit to show you who you really are.
所以我想这件事是需要勇气的，那我们就来求圣灵给我们勇气来看见真实的自己到底是谁。
Also, God wants us to do this as a family together.
神也希望我们能够大家一起作为一个家人一起来做这件事情。
So practice vulnerability with each other.
所以我们要在我们的小组中彼此的分享，多一点坦诚的吐露自己的脆弱点。
Find someone you trust.
找一个你可以信任的人。
To share your weaknesses and struggles.
可以讲讲你自己目前碰到的一些困难，也许你正在挣扎，不能突破的一些事。
Process together, reflect together, pray together, see how that journey and conversation reveals more things about you.
因为当你这样子做的时候，你可以看到，当你分享自己的时候，上帝会让你很自然地看见你自己的状况。
Do you know Rick Warren, Pastor Rick Warren from Saddleback Church? Now he's retired. His wife, Kay Warren, once asked her friend, "What's it like to sit across from me?"
Kay Warren 这位牧师太太，她是加州一个很大的教会的那个牧师的太太。她有一次曾经问一个朋友说：“你坐在我的对面的时候，你的感觉是怎么样？”
She was asking her friend, "Can you tell me my blind area?"
她其实是在问她的朋友，当你坐在我对面的时候，你可以看到我有什么盲点吗？
That's a bold question.
这是一个很勇敢的问题。
I'm not brave enough to ask anybody. Tell me what you really think about me.
我没有这种的勇气，我不敢问你们，告诉我你。你真心话告诉我，你觉得我怎么样？
Because it could hurt.
因为可能会让我很不舒服。
And that's why it takes courage.
所以我们需要有勇气。
And that's why you have to find someone you really trust.
所以我们必须要找一个我们信得过的人。
You don't necessarily have to reveal everything about you.
我并不是建议大家要把自己所有的事情都说出来。
But little by little, I want you to start sharing more about you, maybe in your cell group.
但是我建议大家一点一点的，也许在你的小组里头开始多分享一下 有关你自己的事情。
Share more than just superficial things.
分享多一点，而不是只是很肤浅的一些事。
Oh yeah, this week was okay.
这个礼拜没事啊，我有点忙。
Oh, we went on a vacation. It was nice.
我们去度假了，不错啊。
Oh yeah, my mom's a little sick. Can you pray for her?
妈妈有点不舒服，你可以为她祷告吗？
All of these things you're comfortable sharing.
这些事情我们都很能够说。
But something deeper.
但是有一些更深层的事情。
I have this issues, relationship issues with this person.
也许我跟某人之间有关系上面有点矛盾。
My kids have these issues at school.
我的小孩在学校碰到这个难题。
Some of the underlayer things you might feel embarrassed to share.
在这个水面下的更深一层的东西，也许你不太好意思分享。
It's when I shared embarrassed things that I got closer to those people.
但是呢，我要能够分享这样子比较让我自己不舒服、比较深层的东西的时候，其实呢，也是让我跟对方更多一点接近的时候。
That's when I made true friends.
真正的友谊是这样子发生的。
It's hard in Asian cultures.
在我们亚裔的文化里头，这个很难。
But I encourage you, starting this week.
鼓励大家这个星期就开始。
When you go to your cell group.
去小组的时候。
Take something out of your hidden area, maybe one thing.
也许从你的隐藏区里头拿一件事情出来。
And share.
分享。
You may not get the response you wanted.
你得到的回应不见得是你想要的。
It could be disappointing.
可能你会失望。
Or it could be wonderful.
也可能很棒。
We just don't know until we start sharing.
你要去试，你要去分享，你才会知道。
And now, for that to be meaningful and healthy, I have some reminders.
我还有一些要提醒大家的，让我们在做这些事情的时候，可以是对我们有益处的。
Know that self-awareness is not self-consciousness.
我们要能够分辨这两者的不同，一个是自己的察觉，另外一个是觉得浑身不自在。
When I'm self-aware, that means I try to understand my blind area. I know who I am more and more.
当我更多的提认自己的时候，我知道我自己的盲点有在哪里，我可以对自己的认识越来越多。
Self-conscious, when I'm self-conscious, I care about what you think about me.
但是当我开始在乎你是怎么看我的时候，我会开始全身都不自在。
Or if I act like this, will he think I have a blind area in this area?
如果我这样子的话，别人会怎么想？这个人有个很大的盲点吧。
So it's not about worrying about what other people think about me.
所以我讲的不是要你们开始担心别人会怎么想你。
But digging deeper into myself to discover more about myself.
而是有关更多的发现，发掘自己的里面还有些什么。
And secondly, our goal is Christ-likeness.
不要忘记，我们第二点就是要记得，我们终极的目标是要越来越像耶稣。
Sometimes when we hear messages like this, we go, "Oh, I could think of someone who needs this message."
Yeah, 我们常常会在听到像类似的讲道的时候，很容易就想到谁，谁谁谁，很某人很需要听这个。
And we may feel like, "Oh, we need to change this person. We need to." Fix this person.
也许我们会想，我要去帮助这个人来改变他。
Then you have to go back to your self-awareness and examine your motive.
在这种时候，你更要小心的回头来看看自己真正的动机是什么。
Are we trying to change other people for my satisfaction?
你只是想让别人改变他的行为，让我自己的日子可以好过些吗？
Do I just want to say wise things to this person?
还是我只是要做一个能说的人？
Is it about me or is it about them?
我这样做是有关我自己呢，还是真的是为了他们的好处？
So when we practice vulnerability, I hope you remember the end goal, the reason why we're sharing more, reason why we're opening more is to become more like Jesus.
所以我要提醒大家，当我们在当中我们彼此在练习能够更多的坦诚 分享自己的时候，我们一定要记得我们的目的是什么，是我们要更像耶稣。
And the final reminder, which I think is most important, in, especially in community, is honor and respect other people's trust in you.
还有最后个提醒，特别是我们活在群体的生活当中，很重要的一件事情，就是我们要很宝贝，很尊重别人对我们的信任。
The biggest reason why we don't want to share and open up is because we're scared of getting hurt.
很多时候人不愿意分享更多有关他们自己的事情，是因为他们很怕受到伤害。
Sometimes I share a lot about myself in like a meeting, and I regret later.
有的时候我在开会的时候讲了很多有关我的事情，很快的我就很后悔。
I go, oh, why did I share about my family?
哎呀，我为什么讲我家里面的事呢？
Now they're gonna think I have this brokenness and I'm messed up inside.
哦，这样子他们就会认为我其实很多的问题啊。
And they might go, oh, no wonder she's like that.
哦，他们会想说，哦，难怪了，她是这个样子。
So I worry when I share.
所以有的时候我难免会担心，我是不是要分享啊？
And because I know many of us worry and fear that.Rejection or that betrayal, as a community, we have to say we will honor and respect other people's trust in us.
我知道我们在家庭教会的大家庭生活当中，我们很怕我们所分享的事情被拿出去讲，让我们觉得被背叛，或者人家就不喜欢了，我被拒绝。所以我就提醒大家，当我们在彼此分享的时候，一定要很尊重对方的隐私，还要宝贝在乎这个人对你的信任。
That means after sharing vulnerably together, you will keep that information and stories to yourself.
我们必须记得不把这件事情拿出去到处张扬。
Just like how you want other people to honor and respect your privacy.
就像你希望别人能够保守你的秘密，尊重你的隐私，是一样的。
When you start sharing more and more deeper things, your family, your cell group will thrive.
当我们每个人都开始更多的分享自己，坦诚地讲自己的一些脆弱的事情的时候，我们会发现我们小组的生活，我们大家庭的生活会更加的旺盛，更好。
When I go out to eat with my husband, after eating, finishing a meal, I always go like this and like this.
我每次跟丈夫出去吃饭，吃完之后我就会这样子，把嘴巴大大张开。
And I ask, "Do I have something in my teeth?"
我会问他，我牙齿中间有没有卡一些食物啊
？And he looks and says, "Oh yeah, you have something upper right, more right, yes." And I'll be like, "Oh, okay."
那他就会告诉我，哦，对对对，你牙齿里头有一些东西在右边，在更右边一点有一个东西，我就说，哦，谢谢。
If he didn't tell me that, and I go on whole day with a piece of food in my teeth, I would question his love for me.
如果我嘴里头牙齿当中卡了一个很大的东西，可是他说没有，然后我就过了一天，看了好多的人，然后发现到啊，原来牙齿里头有个很多，我会很怀疑他是不是真的爱我。
You really love me?And I have piece of food in my mouth and show it to everybody.
你真的爱我吗？你怎么会让我嘴里头有这么一样东西，然后每个人都看见？
I think it's the same way for church family.
我想教会大家庭也应该是这样。
That's what families do.
家人在一起就应该这样。
We embrace one another.
我们拥抱彼此，接纳彼此。
Regardless of our shortcomings.
不管我们有什么短处。
But also support one another.
但是我们也永远支持彼此。
To overcome those shortcomings.
帮助我们来克服这些软弱。
So I encourage you starting this coming cell group meeting, this coming meeting with your friend, this coming family dinner, move beyond how's everything.
我想鼓励大家从你下一个小组聚会或者你下一次跟家人在一起跟朋友团聚的时候我鼓励大家有能够超越我们平常讲的哦，你今天怎么样
Tap into how's your soul
我们可以问一个更深刻的问题你的心你的灵魂的状态如何
I pray the Holy Spirit will give you courage
我向圣灵祈求给你勇气
Wisdom
有智慧
And humility
有谦卑的态度
As you open up yourself to others,
当你开始对别人敞开的时候，
and as you listen to others with love，
当你用爱心去聆听别人的时候，
okay. I would like to pray for us。
好，我想为大家祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving me this opportunity to share the message。
天父，天父，谢谢你给我这个机会能够分享这一篇道。
We come to you as we are。
我们就以真相自己本来的面目来到你的面前。
We have problems, we have emotional baggages.
我们有问题，我们有情绪上的牵绊。
But you know it all.
但是你早都知道。
So Lord, I pray that you help us to grow our open area.
就主啊，帮助我们能够让我们的开放区能够更加的扩大。
Help us discover more about ourselves.
帮助我们更多的发掘有关我们自己的一些事情。
Help us share more about ourselves.
让我们能够更多的跟朋友分享自己。
And I pray through our vulnerability and self-awareness that you will transform us.
我也求主借着我们自己愿意这样子的敞开，愿意能够更多察觉自己，好让你可以在我们身上做那个改变的工作。
Transform who I am, transform my family, transform our church.
改变我自己，改变我的家，改变我们的教会。
We thank you and we praise you.
谢谢你，我们赞美你。
And we love you.
我们爱你。
For loving us just as we are.
因为你就是按照我们的本相爱我们。
In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
靠主的名祷告，阿门。
Thank you so much.
谢谢大家。